Welcome back to Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket online at WTK.com. Again, we remind you for all your academic information, CUAA.edu. That's CUAA.edu. Curriculums and class schedules and contact information, schedule days, visit days, all that and more. CUAA.edu for your athletic information. There's ConcordiaCardinals.com. You can download the Concordia Cardinals Athletics app for your iPhone or Android. And there's this show, Cardinals Corner, right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket. And we bring, that being said, we bring Lonnie Priest back on the show. Lonnie, it's great to have you back. It's great to be back on the air with Cardinals Corner.
Yes, Ira, it's great to be here and back on the air talking a little Concordia, and just great to be here.
All right, before we get into sports itself, I have to tell you that I have to thank you because last year in May at the, I guess it was June, but right at the banquet last year, when as a thank you, you guys gave me two really cool gifts. And at the moment, at the time, I talked about the matte finished helmet because that in the moment I can tell how cool it is. The jacket I didn't quite appreciate in when it was 85 degrees outside, but since December has started, I greatly appreciate that jacket. I have worn it, I think, every night to walk the dog, and I have not been cold once on nice. Any of these nights, even when it's sub-zero wind chills. And so on this show, I wanted to thank you and also point out that whenever you might have a really cold football game in the fall, your coaches obviously are not cold if they're wearing those jackets.
No, they do a great job and keeping you warm, and I'm glad you've been able to put it to use, because it's one of those things where for 6 months of the year you don't really think about it, but then it's like the article of clothing that you wear all the time. So I'm glad you're putting it to use.
Yeah, I did try it on at the banquet, but I took it off so fast. It was like 80 degrees out. Yeah. So I was ready to all right, I'll know this is a nice jacket later on. And yeah, it's been terrific in rain, sleet, snow, hail, wind. I think it's gone through all that and more. And and my dog appreciates it because it allows for a slightly longer walk. So I told one of my neighbors who you know very well, Annhurst, who of course is member of the Concordia family. She is one of my neighbors. So I told her when I'm walking around, if she spots me at night on my dog walk, she'll very much recognize the jacket, the coat that I'm wearing. So I wanted to get that out of the way. I wanted to say thank you because I couldn't give a proper thank you in May or September or October or even November before we took our break for the holidays. So I wanted to here on the show give you that thank you and say it is very much appreciated.
Absolutely.
So that being said, now that we're back, it's been a little while since the fall sports wrapped up. We didn't actually have a chance to get the final culmination of the football season, but that first taste of the playoffs for the Concordia football team. But it seemed like overall Concordia, the Concordia Cardinals had a pretty good, if not even better than pretty good fall all around athletically.
Yeah, it was a great fall in a lot of ways. I know three of the programs, football, as you mentioned, both soccer programs had the most wins that they've ever had in the history of their programs, which is awesome. I know Steph Johnson continued to do great things with cross country, and obviously volleyball, we had a young team, but they're transitioning with our new coach, and so a lot of excitement from the fall, and then obviously a lot to build on as we head into we're over halfway into the winter into the winter sports right now. But it propelled, especially from the department and the programs. I mean, when you have that success early in the year in the fall, it's kind of catching. The enthusiasm builds, and it's really helped, kind of be used as a springboard for everybody else with their programs and just to build off that excitement. So definitely the season, definitely a season that when you're doing well, it helps out everybody.
Yeah, it was a fun fall to be a part of. I've been watching obviously from a close distance since the last show was on the air, and now happy to get everybody caught up also on the winter sports as well. We'll get to the basketball teams in a moment, but I did mention to Jalen earlier in the show, like I blinked and there were five games left in the season. Like I guess I always knew that the CIT was placed where it was, but I guess I just never really the impact that it's really the tail end of the season. There's five games left now in conference play, and it's crunch time, especially for the women's team fighting for some for a playoff spot. Before we get to basketball, we also want to mention it's now a competitive season for the cheerleading team. They're starting to get in the thick of things for them, and they're always in the hunt for local, regional, and national awards and recognition. And the bowling teams, they're back in action this week. It's the longest season you guys have, but it's the fourth WAC tournament. Number four is this weekend. The men over the last couple of tournaments, they've won number two and they won number three, and the women have finished first, second, and third in the first, second, and third of these tournaments, so it's a big weekend for bowling. So it's not just basketball this time of year or indoor track and field. You have the cheer team really underway and the bowling team going strong as well.
Yeah, bowling, you know, you mentioned bowling. They got a big, huge tournament coming up. I know the way I understand it is kind of depending on how the two teams place this weekend. That's going to determine whether or not we actually host the WAC, you know, the WAC tournament or the WAC championships, which would be awesome. We did it a couple years ago. And then with cheer, I mean, they've already had a couple of competitions, smaller ones here, but then they went on the road down to Missouri, you know, Southern Illinois, and had some competitions there. And, you know, they won actually the little inaugural, the initial four-team cheer tournament at CIT. So they've been rolling, and I know practicing a ton as they get ready to compete nationally, which, you know, once you get a taste of that nationally, then you kind of know where the bar is, and it definitely guides how hard you work and how you prep, you know, how you prepare. And Coach Edge, that's kind of what they've been doing as they get ready for that national tournament.
We usually talk to Coach Edge. I'm sure she'll be on the show in the next few weeks. And it's always this time of year that when we have her on, we talk about they've gone from football sidelines to basketball sidelines, but have to balance the competitive part of it. I'm always it's always fascinating to hear her and her athletes talk about balancing, because they're very different. Some of the skills overlap, but there's so many different things for them to learn when it comes to that. And then, of course, that gets us to the hardwood. As we get to this time of year, we'll talk men's basketball first. They were able to snap a 6-game losing streak with the CIT win. We'll get to CIT in a moment, but for the men's team this year, it seems like they just have been snake bitten just a little bit, because they've had a lot of close calls and they just are on the short end of a lot of those close calls.
Yeah. You know, I know they've, at least in the home games I've seen, and then kind of watching, talking to Coach Yana, you know, they've had some games where they've, you know, they played poorly. They've had and gotten beat, you know, pretty bad. They've got some games where they've played great. And, I feel like there's been a lot of games, though, that they've been in and kind of had a run in the first half, whether it started the game out, you know, down by a significant amount, or at some point the other team made a run, and have shown every game we've shown, you know, the fight, the will to get back. But in those close calls, just not been able to get over the hump and make the plays, you know, to get some wins that they needed. So they got a big stretch, you know, this week with two home games and, you know, these last four or five games to determine whether or not they can sneak into the playoffs. And, you know, that being said, for them, you know, with the CIT, that was an example of, you know, really what they haven't been able to do in some of these other games in the conference. So I was very happy for them and for them to get that confidence that they can actually get it done in some close games was great.
And then on the women's side of things, they went 1-1 at CIT. Their loss was to the number one team in the country. So I think we can let a loss to the number one team in the country slide. But they're 16-9 overall in the season now, 9-6 in league play with 5 WAC games left for them as well. And again, we'll talk about the CIT overall experience for everybody in a moment. But for this team, they've had a really nice season to this point. And you talk about big stretches, you know, down the stretch they come. These 5 games can determine a lot of different fates for the women's team.
Yeah, they're going to be big games for them. More so, you know, I think their spot in the playoffs is pretty secure at this point, unless they'd really, you know, have a, you know, significant losing streak here. But I think these next games are going to determine the ability of them to possibly host a playoff game, which would be, you know, I don't think that's been done in 4 years or so or more. So to be able to host a first round game would be a huge, huge thing. So that's where these games are really going to play, you know, be pivotal for them to close out and get that if they want it.
All right, I wanted to spend a bulk of this return interview, the first show back here on the radio, talking about CIT, because we have in the past talked about, because you hosted it, and we had a lot of fun leading up to it and talking about it, and obviously being able to win one of them when you're hosting it is a super amount of fun and really satisfying. But it's also satisfying to go on the road when you're playing rival schools that have the same name and you guys have a lot in common, but you want to beat the pants off of them. It's always fun to go there and do that. And on the men's side of things, when you're having a down year, I equate it to when if Michigan hockey's having a down year, but they go down and win the GLI, right? It's the annual rivalry game, and it gives you that trophy that you covet every single year. And I think I know it was a really special opportunity and special moment for the guys and the team. But let's go back before the trip itself and just talk about, like we've talked about in the past, the organization of bringing the Cardinal faithful with you, because I know that you guys always travel and bring people with you to the different CITs.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it made it a little challenging. One thing is that we weren't back in school till this Monday, so all this had to be done prior to the holidays, really. So kids were signing up back in December, you know, about CIT, and you know, obviously a lot of people, it's hard to think a week ahead, let alone a month and a half. So getting all those people to sign up was a big thing, and then coordinating the travel. I mean, we had one bus with our basketball teams. We had one bus that took our pep band, our winter guard, which performed there, as well as our cheer and dance teams. That was in a bus. Then we had two fan buses, and they came actually the morning. They woke up 5 o'clock, I think, is when they left on Friday morning. Got to the game by noon and were there. And then one extra element, which is great, is our track team competed. Had an indoor meet on Friday. They came over on Saturday and they rolled in, and we got another 50 students at the Saturday game. So what was crazy too, and obviously it seemed to work well, is our fans actually stayed in the same hotel as our teams, our cheer. So everybody from the school stayed in the same hotel on that Friday night. So we thought, well, we'll see what happens. Maybe the teams will feed off the energy, and obviously we won both the Saturday games. So it worked out well. Everybody got home safe. Last time we went to Wisconsin, there was like we hit the crazy lake effect snow on the west side of the state. We didn't hit that. You know, people got there and back pretty easily. And, it was just, you know, a lot of coordination, obviously. And then once you're there, it's like wham, bam, and it goes so fast. You know, four games in less than 30 some hours or whatever it is. And our kids were amazing. Our student body, the cheerleaders, dance, the pep band. I mean, we're biased, but I'm pretty sure we definitely had the best school spirit and energy of any of the four schools.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that. I know what it's like when you got your home football and basketball games, and we've talked in the past about traveling to the CIT. So I can only imagine. What I'm trying to picture is this takeover. It's like Concordia Cardinals all over a hotel as you guys all go and are staying at the same place. It's a lot of fun. It's a unique opportunity, not just for the players and the cheer team and those that are, if you would say, actively involved in the game, but also it's a really unique and fun opportunity for their classmates and their friends to be able to cheer them on and go to a different environment and take that in as well. So I always love hearing about the CIT every year. It's much better to talk about when the Concordia teams combine for three wins in four games. One of these years we're going to go 4-for-4, and we're going to have even that much more to celebrate bringing two trophies back, or if it happens here, holding two trophies up on your home floor. Just a cool thing for these kids to be able to take to be able to get that job done. And it's not that much longer. It comes back to you guys soon, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Yep. Well, next year we hope.
Yeah, so 2019. Year, so yeah, 2019. Yep. That's what I thought.
We've already had our first meeting about it, and two things to add, which I thought were unique, is one, just because of the way the games went for the two guys' games, we had our crowd rush the floor for after both, which I think is pretty unusual that you have, you know, back-to-back games where you're doing where you're rushing the floor. And I thought another thing that was pretty unique is Kirk Bocher. I don't know if he's been on before. He's our tennis coach. He helps out with basketball, as well as Matt, one of our trainers. They both, since we won it outside, our hotel was by in Port Washington, right by the harbor, of Lake Michigan there, and they're like, well, if we win, we're going in. So fully clothed, both those guys in front of the teams jumped into the lake to celebrate. So I thought that was two unique things from the weekend.
Very cool. So now we are in the home stretch of basketball season for both the men's and the women's teams. Amazingly enough, we're actually going to be talking pretty soon about the return of baseball, as the baseball team is going to hit the road right after Valentine's Day for President's Day weekend. I start to confuse my January and February holidays. The softball team also, they'll get their season started at home that weekend on February 16th. They have an event up at the Legacy Center, a triple header. So it's that time of year again, and we always talk about it, that you have the transition from with the overlap of the winter and the spring sports that's right around the corner. But first, hardwood action coming up over these next couple of weeks, both at home and on the road for the Concordia teams tonight. They're at home, so if you're listening to the show right now and you want to catch some basketball, head on over and you can catch some home basketball. They'll also be home on Saturday, this coming Saturday the 3rd, against Medina University. And then Senior Day comes up on February 17th, so three more chances to see the Concordia teams in action at home during the regular season. Lonnie, appreciate your time as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Ira.
All right, you've been listening to Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.